Once a flower is pollinated, the fruit develops with the seeds inside. Zoochory, or animal dispersal of seeds, is more prevalent in rainforests than in temperate, dry, or montane forests. Bird dispersal in particular is the most important form of seed dispersal in the tropics. Bird-dispersed fruits are usually small, black, blue, or red, and soft, since birds have a limited ability to manipulate fruits before eating them. They are presented near or at the tips of the branches, where they are easily accessible by birds. In the New World, important large frugivorous birds are the toucans and the guans, trogons, and tanagers. In the Old World, hornbills and fruit pigeons are important. Large frugivores are among the most hunted by humans of rainforest fauna. Thus, in heavily hunted forests, the trees that rely on these animals for dispersal may suffer. Birds can carry seeds long distances, enabling genetic mixing and colonization of new areas. Bat dispersal is also important in rainforests. Fruits that attract bats tend to be out on the tips of the branches, so the bats don't beat up their wings on the twigs trying to get at the fruits. Bats tend to take fruits back to a central roost where they eventually pass or spit out the seed. This sometimes results in a clump distribution of seedlings where they all germinate under a bat's roost. Mammals also are important seed dispersers. I should say other mammals, as bats are, of course, mammals as well. Many large monkeys specialize on eating fruit and select large fruits on big branches that can support their weight. Fallen fruits are sought after by rodents. Rodents are generally seed predators, so trees that rely on them for dispersal must produce enough seed to both satisfy the rodent and have enough left over for reproduction. One benefit of rodent dispersal is that many rodents actually plant the seeds by burying them in the soil, a behavior called scatter hoarding. You've probably seen squirrels do this. The largest rainforest seed dispersers today are elephants in the Old World and tapirs in the New World. Species dispersed by these and other now extinct large mammals have very large fruits with well-protected seeds that germinate upon passage through the gut. Sometimes, fruits that attract large terrestrial mammals grow straight out of the trunk of the tree, often quite close to the ground where these mammals can reach them. The condition of having fruits borne on the trunk of the tree is known as cauliflory. You can see an example in the lower left-hand image. Seed dispersers play an important role in rainforest diversity and structure. Their actions, along with that of pathogens, largely determine the spatial organization of plant populations, whether they are clumped or dispersed. The preferences of pollinators and frugivores and competition among plants to attract them amounts to a major selective force in the tropical rainforest.